Katie McGinty is the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. She's been keeping an eye, like most of us, on what's going on in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention. Ms. McGinty, I'd like to start out just with a broad question. What is your initial reaction to what you're seeing coming out of that convention?
Well, I think it's been a really discouraging show. It's been a show that's been about fear and division. And I think Democrats are about something very different, you know, very hopeful for the future, the dynamism of our economy that we can achieve by investing in technology and putting people to work, rebuilding our infrastructure. You know, I see people working hard out there all across Pennsylvania, and I think they need and deserve a better, more positive and inviting kind of future and vision and picture than what we see on display at the RNC this week.
Yeah, I would agree that I've never seen such a negative and angry convention in my years, at least. Do you think that says more about where the country is or where the party is?
No, I think it's really about the Republicans having nothing of substance to offer people, nothing that can rally people to say, you know what, our better days are ahead, and nobody can compete against the United States when we invest in things like skills development for labor and when we get to work rebuilding infrastructure. They don't have that to offer. And so what they do is just try to play to fear, try to play to division. It's a negative and divisive game, and I don't think it's where the American spirit is or what people want to hear about. Our message will be very different.
In the same vein, one of the days was Make America Work Again. Donald Trump chose Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate. Last night he gave a speech, it was pretty well received, where he indicated that he was the person who helped to turn around what he called, in his own words, a Rust Belt state of Indiana. I think that might ring true with some Pennsylvania voters, though. How do you react to that?
Well, I think what we see in the platform, you know, this is a Trump-Toomey ticket, and many of the policies I see are reflective of what Pat Toomey has also been about, and that is it's Wall Street first, it's tax cuts for the wealthiest, it's let's go with these bad trade deals that have taken jobs away from us. It's really an anti-middle class agenda when we need to be seeing things like efforts to take down the cost of college, efforts to make sure schools are good, efforts to get back into job training and apprenticeship programs. That's what grows an economy. But, you know, we've seen the same movie before, and it's about trickle down, and it doesn't work, and it hasn't worked, and it's time for something new and different.
You speak about the middle class. Obviously, when you talk about that, you talk about unions. Unions are calling for better trade deals. Trump supporters are calling for better trade deals. Is there some common ground here?
Well, I think you have to really look beyond the rhetoric to the track record. You know, Donald Trump is a guy who never missed an opportunity to outsource jobs out of America. You know, he's a guy who makes his shirts in China and ties in Bangladesh. And Pat Toomey's right up there with him, actually. Pat Toomey actually made his millions working in Hong Kong for a Chinese billionaire. And Mike Pence has been a full-throated supporter of these trade deals that have taken American jobs away. So I think we need to look past the record to the actual track record, and that record is one that's not helpful to workers in the United States or to the middle class.
A couple of slogans that were being shouted I want to go over here with you. First one is Trump digs coal. Again, something else that seems to make sense in Pennsylvania, perhaps.
Well, listen, I think that we stand for the environment and the economy going together. You know, I've been very much on the side of investing in the efficiency of our power plants, putting people to work. You know, I think we can solve climate change while growing jobs in this Commonwealth and across the country in energy efficiency, in renewable energy, and in increasing the efficiency of our current fleet of coal-fired power plants as well. They can be part of the mix. Let's get people to work cleaning them up, making them more efficient. That's a positive vision for the future that we've been putting forward.
Another three-word phrase that we've been hearing a lot, lock her up, referring obviously to Hillary Clinton. I'd love to hear your reaction to that.
Well, you know, again, it's very divisive stuff. That's the kind of thing you resort to when you really don't have a positive vision to offer people. It's harsh rhetoric, negative rhetoric, divisive kind of things that might whip up a crowd in a highly partisan room. But when the country wants to be brought together around a positive vision that we can rally around and grow together, you know, that rhetoric just shows they really don't have much to offer.
In a rather controversial speech last night, Ted Cruz asked voters not to stay home. However, another speaker said that a vote for anyone other than Trump is a vote for Hillary Clinton. As a down-ticket candidate that you are, how do you use this unrest in what is really both parties to your advantage, or how do you make it part of your campaign?
Well, I think it really is clear this is an election that offers up a very distinct choice. You can have the choice of division, fear, building walls. If that's what you're about, that's what the Republicans are serving up. If you are looking for something different that says, hey, if you're willing to work hard in America, you're going to get ahead. Hey, if you think that American dream needs to be real and alive for you and your family, you know, that's what the Democrats are offering up. Giving people no handout, but a hand up. The tools to succeed and good education and some good paying jobs in things like manufacturing and infrastructure. You know, that's what we're about. And if you want a positive vision about all of us in it together, growing, moving forward, that's the distinct choice that I'm about. I'm offering very different from what Pat Toomey is about, very different what this divisive and really anti-middle class agenda is that the Republicans have put forward.
Going into the convention season, polls in Pennsylvania put Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump at a dead heat. It looks like this is more of a purple state than it's been in probably four or five, maybe even six election cycles. How does that change how you approach the next several months?
Well, I think, look, people are still enjoying their summer. They're not necessarily 100% or fully tuned in. You know, I think now as Hillary takes center stage here in Philadelphia next week, as Democrats all rally around the positive message that she'll put forward, I know I see it as I travel across Pennsylvania. You know, people want to know that we are going to be aggressive in pursuing a better and positive future. And I think as people turn from summer vacation and start tuning in to the election season, that they will rally around this positive, united kind of vision as compared to the negative stuff the Republicans are serving up.
So come September, when the candidates and their surrogates do start to trounce around Pennsylvania, what will you be listening for? What would you tell us to be listening for?
Well, I think, you know, look for people saying, hey, I'm working hard. I want to be with and for the party that's going to make sure that I get a fair shake. You know, that it's my turn to get ahead, that if I'm willing to put the hours in, I think these guys are offering up something that's about good schools and affordable college. I think you'll see people rallying around that message. I know I see it. I've never seen so many volunteers putting their hand up to be involved in our campaign. We've got a major, major effort that is underway with so many people pitching in. I think you're going to see a lot of energy, a lot of momentum, and a lot of people out there saying, this is our turn to be heard, and we're going to make sure that we steer the country in a positive direction. And Pennsylvania is going to make a huge difference in that direction and securing a future that is bright and promising instead of divisive.
Donald Trump will speak tonight. What do you expect to hear?
Well, I think I expect to hear the same bombast we've heard from him. You know, a lot of hot rhetoric, a lot of harsh rhetoric, ideas and thoughts that tear us apart rather than pulling us together at this critical moment. And I think we'll hear, rehashing of old Republican economic ideas that have led to the biggest divide between the wealthiest and the working class in America that we've pretty much ever seen, or at least not for a long, long time. You know, we'll hear the same ideas that Pat Toomey is about that have led to the fact that now some 70% of American families are not making a dime more today than they were 20 years ago. And it'll be all wrapped up in the Donald's bluster, but at heart, it'll be divisive and it'll be bad for the middle class.
Katie McGinty is the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Ms. McGinty, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you very much.